I speak to you in the name of Jesus, risen from the dead. Amen.
Amen.
Woman, why are you weeping? Said the man on that morning. When the world was still blanketed with sleep, and the birds had just stretched their songs, and the clouds had finally parted, and the startling sunlight had fashioned the dew into prisms of delight. On that very morning, the man asked, Woman, why are you weeping? And the midrash of imagination bounds back. Why am I weeping? Why am I weeping? How can you ask such a thing? Why am I weeping indeed? The man who called me by name is gone. The man who spoke to me unlike any other man, wanting nothing from me, only to scatter peace and rest in my heart, he is gone. I saw him die. I heard his last strangled breaths. I endured the mob of warriors and the cowardly friends to stay with him to the end. I helped take down his body and wash it for burial. I kissed him farewell, knowing I would never see another man like him. Why am I weeping? He's gone. Not just buried, but now gone from his burial place. He's gone. He's gone, and I don't even know where to cry. He's gone. That's why I'm weeping, you stupid man. Sometimes the questions are so stupid and unfeeling and so lacking in understanding. Like when my wife is upset about something and I say, What's the matter? It's almost always something I should have known about, but was too dense to notice. Maybe it's just men. Maybe not. There's just not a lot to be said for the times we don't get it and don't recognize the soul sadness and don't understand. Or sometimes we really are ignorant and we want to help. So outpour the questions. What is the matter? Why are you so upset? And finally, why are you weeping? And that's the question that carries us to the heart and makes possible healing and life. Why are you weeping? It has often been said that the Gospel of John is the most theological of the four Gospels. That's not really true, but it's said nonetheless. It is sometimes said that John's Gospel abounds in symbolic language with meanings hidden within meanings. It is often said that John's Gospel tells the story differently from the other three. Might be true, all of that. But I am more impressed with the close details in John's Gospel. On Friday, we listened to the Passion from John. Nowhere else than in John's Passion do we hear the name of the slave whose ear was cut off by Peter. Nowhere else do we learn that it was cold in the early morning of Jesus' death, and that a charcoal fire was lighted to warm the soldiers. Only in John's Gospel is it recorded that Jesus' tunic was woven in one piece, seamless and whole. And only in the Passion of John do we learn that the oils for anointing of Jesus' body weighed 100 pounds. What amazing details. Then in the early morning, when the women came to the tomb, all four Gospels give us women who were afraid or terrified or amazed. But only in John does one of the women cry. Only Mary, wrongly remembered as a prostitute, but remembered thus anyway, not respectable, not quite clean. Only Mary wandered the garden weeping. Woman, why are you weeping? That came the question from that man, as if it should have been at all surprising. Tears are the most revealing of all bodily fluids. They roll down our cheeks at the most painful times of our lives. They spring forth from joy They herald the bursting of the fountains of our hearts, and the tears mark the great sorrows and sadnesses within. So, of course, Mary was weeping. Stupid man. What did you think she would be doing on this dazzling, puzzling, and upsetting day? The fact that it was Jesus himself asking the question doesn't make it any less stupid. Even if he meant it rhetorically, it was just the wrong question and merely prolonged the reunion with his much maligned friend, the one who loved him so dearly. So she told him why she was weeping. There's not much else to say in response. Tears don't bring solutions. They just release our souls. And unable to restrain himself any longer, the man finally called to her, as he must have done so many times before, when she was reclaimed and summoned to a blessed friendship with Jesus. Unable to restrain himself any longer, he called to her, Mary. Mary. And her tears kept coming, because they do that in times of shock and joy. And soon her tears dried, and she was off to tell the world, I have seen the Lord, I have seen the Lord risen from the dead. Why are you weeping this morning, sweet people? This time I ask not because I'm a klutzy man, unable to recognize what I should see clearly. I'm asking because it is where you are weeping that you will see the Lord. Are you weeping in sorrow over a child who's lost and in trouble? Are you weeping in sadness over a marriage that is dying? Are you weeping with the ones you love who cannot escape their troubles? Are you weeping because you have lost the hope you once had? Why are you weeping? Only you know. Well, you know, and God knows. And that's all that matters. Weeping may spend the night, says the psalm, but joy comes in the morning. There once was a morning when the weeping turned to joy for Mary. Let out your tears, and you also will hear the voice of the one who turns our tears into joy. Amen.